Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. Equity futures are pointing to a slightly higher start, trying to shake off yesterday's modest retreat. But the mood feels tentative.
Cautiously optimistic is the phrase I'm hearing. There's a bit of a tug of war happening. The government shutdown is still on, but the market seems to be shrugging it off for now.
It's shrugging it off in equities, maybe. But look at gold. It's screaming past $4,000 an ounce for the first time ever. That's not a shrug. That's investors looking for a safe haven amidst concerns about U.S. financial stability.
That is an incredible move, and the shutdown is causing other ripples too, right? More air travel delays, and we're still missing some key economic data points.
Exactly. We did get the MBA Mortgage Applications Index, which fell another 4.7%. But the big event today is the FOMC minutes this afternoon. The market will be dissecting every word for clues, especially after that 25 basis point cut last month.
Okay, let's look at what's driving the pre-market action. The semiconductor space seems to be a key focus.
It is, and not in a good way. Megacaps and semis were laggards yesterday, and that pressure is continuing. It's all stemming from reports questioning Oracle's gross margins on renting NVIDIA chips. It's casting a bit of a shadow on that whole high-flying narrative.
Interesting. And speaking of NVIDIA, they are never far from the headlines. They're part of a massive $20 billion fundraising round for Elon Musk's XAI.
They are everywhere, but it's not all good news in chipland. Intel got hit with a downgrade to reduce from HSBC, and they slapped a $24 price target on it. That's a painful one.
Ouch. Let's shift to some other big names. I see Apple and Meta are nearing settlements with the EU on an antitrust case. That has to be a relief for them.
Absolutely. Getting that uncertainty off the table is a definite positive. It removes a major overhang for both of those stocks.
Let's talk earnings. It's still the early days, but we have some movers. Penguin Solutions, ticker PENG, is getting hammered this morning, down about 20%.
Yeah, that's a classic case of good isn't good enough. They beat on earnings per share by 6 cents, but they missed on revenue, and the forward guidance was just in line. The street wanted more, and it's punishing the stock for it.
So where is the money flowing? What sectors are looking strong at the open?
The analysis is showing a clear rotation into cyclicals. Tech, with XLK, and industrials, XLI, are showing relative strength. But the real standout is energy, XLE. It seems investors are betting on an economic recovery, while defensive plays like utilities, XLU, are getting left behind.
Got it. So for traders watching the indices right at the bell, what are the key levels for the SPY and QQQ?
All right. For the S&P 500 ETF SPY, the key support level to watch is around 665, a break below that could bring in more sellers. On the upside, resistance is near 672. For the NASDAQ 100 ETF QQQ, support is at 602, with a big resistance point at 610. If it can break through 610, that could trigger a nice positive run.
Perfect. Clear lines in the sand. Now for the gap and go list. We mentioned Penguin, but Esperion Therapeutics, ESPR, is down over 22%. What's the story there?
That's a direct hit from a stock offering. They priced 30 million shares at $2.50. It's the same situation for Joby Aviation. Joby, down about 11% after pricing their offering. It's dilution, plain and simple, and shareholders are paying the price this morning.
On the flip side, AMD is having a great morning with a couple of key upgrades.
It sure is. Upgraded to buy at both DBS Bank and DZ Bank. That's a strong vote of confidence, especially on a day when the rest of the semiconductor space is feeling a bit wobbly.
Right, so to wrap it all up, what's the final thought for today? What's the key theme traders need to be watching at the open?
It's the battle between cautious optimism and underlying fear. You have this rotation into riskier sectors, but it's happening while gold is at a record high. The market is talking out of both sides of its mouth. I think the key is to watch that 665 support level on the SPY. If it holds, the bulls might have a chance. If it breaks, that fear trade could take over quickly.
A fascinating setup. A mixed message from the market, so stay sharp out there. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. Trade smart, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.